For Live and Local, I'm Mike Hogan. Now the conclusion of my interview with Emerson Baylitz and Amanda Barker on the Civility Project.
My question to you is, what is credited with being factual? Because we have seen, particularly over the last 5 years, that depending upon the media outlet you are gathering your information from, the facts are wildly all over the map. So how do we get back to a point? I mean, I'll give you an example. It used to be, you know, polls were extremely accurate. Now there's not a poll you can trust because polls are so so skewed towards the opinion that they want to project versus getting the opinions of people and presenting that data. You see what I'm saying? I say go, rah, rah. How can you do this? How can you help us get back to a point that we can go, you know what, that's a fact. That widget is a fact. It's there. It exists. It's sitting there. We can all see it. We can touch it. And we know that it is real. That is a fact. And we agree on that fact.
Well, gosh, Mike, that is a $1 million question in essence. I think a couple of thoughts come to mind as you shared. One, there's a reason that a lot of civil discourse or civility effect work needs to be paired with a media literacy skill set or a baseline understanding of how you are able to research and determine fact from fiction, right? Because there's plenty of misinformation out there. The problem becomes when it's intentional disinformation. And again, I tie this back to the Civility Effect campaign, knowing that it's really important for PR professionals to be that voice of reason, to be that that factual-based entity. They're not the only industry, of course, that needs to be doing that, but they're a key one that needs to be putting out only things that are factual and true. When it comes to those conversations where perhaps someone will cite one poll and another person will cite another poll that are wildly different, that only reinforce their own beliefs, I think that's important to step outside the frame of polling or here's a fact that I found. And again, enter into that shared space of here's what I'm trying to say and why I believe it's true and go from there. Because swapping articles or swapping, you know, polling data is, it's not a bad effort. It simply might be futile if you're that far apart. So that's what I'd share. And Emerson, feel free to chime in if I missed anything.
That was great. I think you explained it very well. And I liked that you tied in the little bit of information. It's more of an insider piece to our campaign, but that it is targeted at public relations professionals. As you mentioned, PR professionals are uniquely positioned to impact the state of civility for the better because of their ability to shape those conversations and influence the messaging. So our campaign is definitely taking a train the trainers approach. We'd like to provide those PR professionals with the tools and resources that they're going to need and the want to fight that disinformation and teach their clients, teach their audiences how to do the same.
What is the timeline for the Civility Effect project? And ultimately, if everything just falls right in a row and goes perfectly well, what is the hoped for result?
Yes, the timeline for the project is actually pretty much going on right now. We've been working since all the way back in October, and we have just started implementation. So from February 8th to March 8th, we will be implementing our campaign, doing all of our planned events and getting our deliverables sent out. And at the end of that, in theory, we'll hope to have informed our audiences, inspired them to care a little bit more about the state of civility, and made an impact, a lasting impact on them and their desire to keep fighting for a more civil society, for healthier social discourse.
Where would one go for information to either keep track of this or to get involved at some level?
We have a couple different ways that you can get in contact with us. kind of follow us along on our journey, we have a website set up called thecivilityeffect.org. And there you will find all of our campaign information, some more information about the awesome people over at Civic Nebraska, and all of our planned events from here on out. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can just go ahead and search Civility Effect, and we should come up on all of those. You can look for the little domino in the profile picture, and that is us.
Emerson Baylitz is the project manager for the Bateman team. Amanda Barker is the deputy executive director and director of civic health at Civic Nebraska. And I truly wish you the very best, because the return to civility in this society is something I can't wait to see and be a part of. Thank you both very much for the hard work that you're doing.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it.